In March 1977, I discovered a small independent phone company in the wilds of eastern North Carolina. The company only had three exchanges, and they're all in a pretty remote place. It's in the center of a peninsula that mostly has its towns around the outer edges, and this is the peninsula that includes parts of Beaufort, Washington, and Hyde counties. The company, Tri-County Telephone Membership Corp., is such an independent company that it even homes on another independent, Carolina Telephone. So this is a real mom and pop. At least in March 77 it was. As I record this intro in 2005, the company still exists in some form, though I don't know anything about it now. Of their three exchanges, the only one I could find a payphone in was Pinetown, North Carolina, and this is the tape that I recorded from Pinetown. This is an all-relay system, and at first glance, it sounds a little bit like a step, but the logic very quickly shows you that it is not a step. When you dial your own number in Pinetown, you get a reverting circuit. It makes some interesting ticks to let you know to hang up the phone, then it rings you, and then when you pick up the phone, you hear some other ticking signals.
Okay, just dialed 7 plus my last 4 digits, and you can see that that's the way party line ringing is accomplished.
Let's call the operator.
Operator?
Can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here, please?
Pardon me, sir?
What exchanges can I call locally from this town?
You can call Washington, that's 946, that's the only one, sir.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Can I help you?
If you pick up the phone and dial a 5, you get a reorder like this. When you pick up the phone and dial a 6, you get that same recording which we heard from Washington when we called in here.
This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator.
Here's a call to a vacant number, and you'll notice the recording we get is done by the same guy, but it's a different recording than the one we just heard. And why a little office like this would have two recording machines that basically say the same thing is anybody's guess. But anyway, here's a call to a vacant number.
This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached has been changed or is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached has been changed or is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have...
Now let's call a 927 number. You know, on that call, it really sounded as if this were a step office. But I've got the tapes to prove it isn't. I'm going to pick up the phone and dial 44.
This is a recording in Pinetown, North Carolina. The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Sounded like the first four was absorbed and the second four cut into the recording, right? Well, now we're going to dial 94. As you can see there, we've cut into a trunk to another office, in this case, the Washington 946 office. So the logic of this is, unlike any digit-absorbing selector, it wouldn't be possible for two different things to be on the four level like that. So, it ain't a step. Speaking of 94, let's call a 946 ringing number. Okay, now let's dial a busy signal. Now, of course, from here, you can't dial 1 plus a long-distance call from a payphone. Here's what happens if you try. Now, those MFs were supposed to be our number being sent to the CAMA equipment, but there are two problems. First of all, there's four digits missing. There's a big gap in the middle. And worse, at the end of the MF sequence, we get dumped into lockout mode. Now, small offices like this have an extra relay associated with each line called the lockout relay. And under certain conditions, such as incoming calls hanging up, rather than going back to dial tone, you get into lockout mode. And the purpose for that is so that the limited switching equipment that's in this tiny little office won't get tied up if a lot of phones are off the hook. So at the end of that MF sequence, we got dumped into lockout. We're nowhere now. That is the lovely sound of being on lockout. Now, a short flash from lockout will always put you back to dial tone. And so let's do that. From lockout, we'll give a short flash, which will put us back to dial tone. Then we'll dial 1 plus 411. Well, that got us nowhere even faster. So is there a way around this toll restriction? Well, of course there is. All you have to do is interrupt the MF sequence before it finishes. So now I'm going to dial 1 plus a long distance number. Now this long distance number is to an intercept, but it is in New York. So it's just the same as a regular long distance call, except it doesn't complete. I didn't want to make a toll record on anybody's bill or anything. But this does demonstrate getting around the toll restriction. So I'll dial 1 plus the long distance number. And a couple of times during the MF sequence, I'll flash. The second time, the identifier drops out, leaves us on the CAMA trunk, and then we just wait for the operator to come on to key in our number manually. Or somebody's number, at least.
them, please?
927.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, LY39883, has been changed. The new number is area code 212-877-5352 in New York City. Please make a note of it. LY39883 has been changed. The new number is area code 212-877-5352 in New York City. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line, and an operator will answer.
When I identified, I misidentified. I said a number other than the coin phone. And you didn't get that on the original tape because I didn't record misidentifying on original tapes. Are you kidding? On at least two or three incidents, I've been questioned standing at a payphone for 45 minutes dialing calls that don't go through. And though the misidentification did not lead to toll fraud, well, these tapes have been listened to by security agents and policemen on several occasions. And, of course, they always just let me go on and thank me for my courtesy. That's what usually happens. So I didn't want to give the appearance of toll fraud, especially when I wasn't doing it. Anyway, let's defeat the toll restriction one more time. This time I'll dial 1+212-211-1111.
But because of temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 9199. We're sorry, but because of temporary equipment condition, your...
That time it started to ring the operator, but then it went to the P recording for whatever reason. The toll center, of course, is the Rocky Mount 4A, a fairly new piece of equipment in March 1977. Hasn't been around too long. That's one of the few 4As that's not owned by AT&T Long Lines, by the way. Carolina Telephone owns that one. As many of you know, this tape was originally posted on the webpage under the category of Carolina Telephone. Well, that was a mistake. Actually, this was one of the first tapes that I did put on the web, and at that time, I had picked the tapes up after about, well, really 15 years since I had worked with the 1970s tapes at all. Let's just say my memories were rusty and my dial pulse decoding ability was not so good. And that resulted in other errors on this and the Washington, North Carolina tape, which are now corrected. Now, it's gotten back to me that when someone saw that I'd remastered and extended one of the tapes, in this case the Washington tape, he jokingly suggested that I was getting a little bit like a famous director, say, George Lucas. Washington, North Carolina. The director's cut. No, actually, when you see it remastered and extended, that usually means the original sounded like shit and I fucked up. So anyway, folks, sorry about that. Enjoy the improved sound quality, and that's it for this segment.
Welcome to Verizon.
Oh, shut up.